Lots of patients are asking questions. In fact, women are jamming the phones at their doctor's offices because they want to know how earlier hormone treatment recommendations could have been so misleading and what they should do now. NPR commentator David Kessler has some suggestions.
First, don't panic. Researchers closed down a major federal study because it found that postmenopausal women taking a combination of estrogen and progestin are at increased risk for serious disease. Chances are small, but real, that any individual will suffer the consequences. In a group of 10,000 women taking hormone replacement, a few are at risk of suffering more breast cancers, heart attacks, strokes, or blood clots. Next, if you are taking hormone replacement therapy, you should ask yourself why. If your plan is to use it for a year or two to ease insomnia, hot flashes, and other short-term miseries of menopause, that's still reasonable, as long as you understand it's not risk-free. If you are hoping it will stave off the diseases of aging, as you may have been told, the evidence isn't there. If that's your goal, and especially if you've been using the hormones for many years, you should consult a doctor about stopping. Back in the early 1990s, one gynecologist called hormone replacement therapy the most important advance in preventive medicine in the Western world for half a century. Another said it delivered spectacular benefits. How could they have been so wrong? For one thing, this latest study used a gold standard design. Previous research was based largely on observation. It looked as though women using hormone replacement therapy had less heart disease. But other factors, such as better diet and exercise habits, might actually have explained the difference. Only now do we have a study that actually compared two groups, one taking hormones, the other a placebo, a pill that looks identical but contains no medicine. That gives us more certain answers. Another thing is that Wyeth, one of the drug companies that makes hormone replacement therapy, played a big role in creating the sense of wow. The company advertised hormone replacement therapy heavily and passed out free samples to gynecologists. Wyeth even asked the FDA to label it as therapy to prevent heart disease, a move that might have encouraged other doctors to recommend hormone replacement therapy as widely as gynecologists did. Fortunately, the FDA said no, not without more evidence. The new findings should make us more cautious about being guided by the desire for a drug to work rather than by research confirming that it does, more cautious about encouraging widespread use of any drug when long-term safety questions have not been resolved, and more cautious about allowing drug company marketing to come before sound science.
The comments of David Kessler, dean of the Yale School of Medicine, who ran the Food and Drug Administration under former Presidents Bush and Clinton.